A couple people that checked in.
Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton, I'm gonna bring the meeting to order. We're going to have our first budget workshop on compensation and discussion and perhaps proposals. I wanna make a couple comments publicly about this. The last couple years, we have put this at the tail end instead of at the very beginning. And we talked with the clerk and comptroller and came to the brilliant conclusion that this might be a better way to deal with that. I think that on the public record, we operate a service organization that has over 1,400 unfunded mandates by the state legislature. And so we're a pretty significantly different service organization than what is in the public sector. Institutional knowledge is of much greater value than it would be if you were just filling and sealing boxes on an assembly line. We don't treat our taxpayers as an assembly line. Each one has their own individual needs and requirements, and then we also have to look at what those requests are compared to what the statutes in our county ordinances say. So we have a unique skill set as a labor pool, and I think that the taxpayers always going, well, we can do more for less. Well, guess what? We have been. The last 3 years, we've been growing over $3 billion a year in real assets in the county, and we haven't been increasing county budgets by $3 billion, the percentage of that, thanks to the state legislature. So we are doing more for less. And there will become a critical time that it will start feeling that we're doing more for less because we don't have it to do with. So with that, it's really important that we consider compensation, and the board doesn't have a magic number. We haven't talked with each other behind the scenes about this topic this morning. And so you're seeing a board that doesn't have any preconceived ideas about what's going to happen or where we're going to end up at the end of the budget workshops. We're coming along with this in real time, just like you all are. So welcome, Marty, and I'll hand it over to you for a little bit because you've been doing some of the studies and you had a question before we started and I didn't have an answer for you. So it has to do with some communication that she provided the board, and if you want to start with that, great. If you want to start at a different sector or a different part, or the clerk wants to start, doesn't matter to me.
We haven't had any discussions behind the scenes either.
Right.
So this is the first point that we're getting together too. So I did, last week I did send over a compensation positioning project that I'd been working on, my team and I had been working on. I have it here digitally. I can put it up on the big screen. I just wanted to ask if there was any, if it's okay to do that. How would you like me to do that?
So I guess I would like to ask you too. I didn't want to make the decision because we hadn't talked. So,
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any concerns with putting it up. I think it'd be good information for everybody to know, kind of see where we're at, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Well, we have transparency as our first core quality, so.
All right. Let's go. Okay.
Okay. How do I get my screen up there?
Oh. We're working on it.
So through the course, and sorry, good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. In just talking briefly with the clerk and recognizing that the county was going to address compensation first for fiscal year 27, my team and I put together a presentation that we wanted to make sure, because we thought a visual would be easier for everybody to understand, that so we can recognize where we sit in each grade. So the information included in this presentation is for all county employees across all departments and all offices, excluding commission staff. So as we look at everybody, we have grades 11 through 20 here in the county. All positions have been evaluated and graded and placed in appropriate grades. When we look at, starting at the very bottom, if we look at grade 11, so throughout the county, we have 139 employees that sit in jobs that have been graded as a grade 11 position. Out of that 139 employees, we have 108 of those sit below the midpoint of the grade. So this is our entry-level roles. The grade starts at $18 an hour, and the maximum of that grade is $25.46. So what this slide and all subsequent slides show is the employee, how long they've been here, and what their hourly rate is. And that is the midpoint of the range in the middle. So you will see that we have 108 employees that sit below the midpoint in grade 11. Approximately 78% of our grade 11 positions sit below the midpoint. And it is a little bit all over the board. The average tenure, a lot of our newer employees sit there, but we do have some long tenured employees that are sitting within below the midpoint of this specific grade and every other grade as well. And so a lot of this tells us where we might have lacked in our compensation structure, but I think we can all agree that we do not have a consistent compensation methodology that's been agreed upon throughout the county, and it really has been, it's been something that we've been trying to put together where everybody can agree. Of course, we can't please everybody all of the time, but we really even don't have a baseline of what a consistent methodology would be. I think I might be right, but this grading system and how all positions were graded happened a little bit before I came on board. So this is what we're working with today.
Chairman, can I ask a question?
Sure.
So Marty, when we're talking about the rubric itself, and I understand that there's been a lot of effort dedicated to grades and steps in that, but what did we compare it to? Are we comparing to state, just public, other public agencies, private industry? What are we measuring that against? Because for us to measure against ourselves seems like we're missing a component of evaluation.
The grades, I believe, were measured against the state and the neighboring counties when they were created and positions were placed within the grade. Was that your question?
I guess so. And then has there been any, like, is there a comparative, have you reached out to those agencies to find out where we fall in comparison for like positions for that?
We're aligned with our neighboring counties or our fellow counties in how positions are graded. We're not necessarily aligned where people sit within the grade.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Mm-hmm. So this presentation hits every single grade separately. So this is your grade 11 employees. It is your grade 12 employees. We have 164 employees that sit within a level 12 position, a grade 12 position. And 116 of that 164 sit below the midpoint.
Chairman, if I can ask a question. Marty, the numbers where you have the years, the 6.5 years, 18 years, 1.5, mm-hmm. is that with the county or just their experience in general?
With the county.
Okay, thank you.
And so as we go through this, you'll see where it sort of evens out as we get a little higher up in grades and positions. But what we're hoping that this shows you is that it is our lower level paid employees, the ones that are really the heart of our operations and a lot of the departments and offices that we have, that it looks like there might have been, you know, there might have been some misses there where we really need to take steps forward. I personally don't think that a compensation fix is a one fiscal year fix. I think it is a baby step program that will take us multiple fiscal years to get people to where they should be or where we want them to be within the grade.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
We're obviously missing a whole bunch of people in the midpoint.
Yes.
So how long are you at this job before you're supposed to be at the midpoint?
Well, that's the consistent compensation methodology that we're missing, right? That's what I'm asking if we can agree upon. We have a 16-step program, but if you talk to directors, managers, supervisors, people who are hired into a job, by the time they're in this position for 5 years, they should be at the midpoint of the grade. And the reason they should be at the midpoint of the grade is because analysis tells us that by 5 years into a role, they should have all the skills needed to be able to do that job if they were the last person left to do that job. So if adopted this consistent methodology, then by the time someone should consistently move up through the steps in the grade to reach the midpoint by their fifth year in that role.
Okay. Thank you.
Moving on to grade 13. So the majority of our employees sit within grade 11, 12, and 13. And so in grade 13, we have 127 employees, and 100 of those sit below the midpoint. Approximately 79% sit below the midpoint. And you will see their tenure is all over the board. And I think that's to be expected, because as you hire new people on, you are evaluating their prior experience, what they bring to the table. So their tenure is really all over the board. But I do think that this visual presentation is really eye-opening into where we're sitting compensation-wise. Grade 14, 82 employees, 68 sit below the midpoint. Lesser amount of employees in the grade, but so a higher percentage sit below the midpoint at approximately 83% below the midpoint. Grade 15, 77 employees with 52 sit below the midpoint. Again, tenure is all over the board here. We do not have an average tenure. It would be skewed, so the average wouldn't be fair to present.
Mr. Chairman.
Grade 16 employees, 38 employees in a grade 16 role, 24 sit below the midpoint.
Hang on. Just
Marty, I have a question. It's okay, so the time that is listed is how long they've been with the county.
Yes.
Not 30.
What is the amount of time that they have been in this particular grade?
It's not on this. We didn't put it on here. I will say the majority from just looking at it, the majority of those are sitting within the same grade from the day of hire. They're just in the same grade of when the grades were adopted here at the county. I don't think the county has had grades forever, and someone who has been here for quite a while can tell me, right? You didn't have grades before? Yes, so the grades were adopted, I believe, in 2022 or 2023, and I came on board in 2024. So this is the compensation information that we're working with today.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. Grade 16, 24 out of 38 employees sit below the midpoint. And so now we're getting into 17, 18, and 19, which are your higher level employees. So grade 17 here in front of you. See, the higher we get, the more accurate, the better it looks, right? Grade 18 here, and then your grade 19 employees here. Okay. So that's really all I have. The memo that I submitted has a lot of the information of which I stated today on the record. Really focusing on this year is the reason that it's really important is because we need to remain competitive with our neighboring public agencies. But I will say as time goes on, we become morphed into competing with our private entity partners as well. And so to be able to do that, we have to recognize people's experience outside of public government, but we also have to recognize that we're competing with the wages the private entities can play, the benefits the private entities offer as well. So, and I know that we're working on our benefits and we've done some things to actually make that a little better, and we'll talk about more of that this afternoon. But for recruitment and retention, a compensation focus is vital. And that's really all I have today, and I'll send it to the clerk.
Chairman, before you go on, so Marty, when we're looking at this and you have the midpoint, attach a unit of measurement, are we talking every pay period? Like, what do you?
This is every pay. This is when you see a on grade 19, they're all of them are exempt employees in grade 19.
Mm-hmm.
So this is per pay period.
Thank you.
Morning, Chairman.
Good morning.
Morning. Yeah, first I'd just like to thank Marty for all that information. I think that's pretty eye-opening. I think you said it well, opening this this meeting, that you know, there needs to be a continued investment in our human capital. And I think the way of handling the compensation meetings this year and having it early and then having them, you know, maybe often throughout this process is good. That'll keep a good flow of communication and information between between our offices. I definitely didn't come here today. Our office didn't come here today with the answers. So hope we're not expecting that. We really were just hoping to get the ball rolling, get the conversation started, get some information out, and you know, maybe get general direction from the board as to, you know, an interest as to where the board is leaning towards. I know in the past, you know, we've looked at, I think what we call COLA percentage increases. And Marty, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know. Those are obviously helpful. But I think a big problem with the COLA increases in the past is that it is also, not only has it raised people's salaries, but it's also raised the grades. So people are kind of moving with it, staying in the same spot within their grade as they're moving, so that we're not necessarily seeing them moving up and throughout their grade. So I think, you know, keep that in mind as we move forward. We have some numbers as far as what percentages of what our traditional COLA would look like. So if you're interested in those numbers, our office has produced some preliminary numbers, if you'd like to hear that. But yeah, we're really just here to have a conversation in general direction. If you have a way that you're interested in moving countywide compensation forward, we're ready to pull those numbers and start doing analysis for that.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to know how much money we're going to be able to levy before I go trying to decide how much we're going to spend.
Chairman, Commissioners, in kind of discussions with the other EOs here, kind of section around our increases in property tax revenue and all that, estimate of new revenue would be about $3.8 million. Obviously, that's a preliminary number, early number, but...
Thank you.
And then, Chairman, that's just levied property tax, is what you're saying, correct? 3.8?
Like new construction and then just based on property tax base.
Kyle, when do you get projections for sales tax revenue and other non-property tax revenue sources?
Chairman, Commissioners, sales tax, at least as of this point in the current fiscal year we're in, it's slightly ahead of where it was at this point last year. So that's a positive sign for our county. Obviously, with our county, you know, increasing more people here, that's helping us. As per some other discussions, though, our distribution that we get from liquor, our liquor portion, that is decreasing in general, but then with that latest legislation on that other quarterly budget report meeting on the record we discussed, I estimate that we'll probably just lose another 60 to 80K based on that state legislation that they passed in shifting more money to state police, I think it was. So not great, but also not as considerable, I guess, a decrease as it could have been. I guess glass half full, maybe, but
okay.
But yeah, as of this, the last 2 years running, though, I guess thankfully our sales tax has been looking okay.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Commissioner Rue?
you like to go from here?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I agree with the clerk's assessment that if you have the majority of your employees in those three grades not being even at the midpoint, doing just a wholesale broad brush COLA is just going to keep them either they're in the same spot or it's going to move them either closer to the minimum. So I guess I'm interested in some other ideas that may be a little more messy. I guess that's probably the...
For me, the documentation that's been presented makes me very unlikely to entertain a COLA. Maybe some homogenization of a COLA, but a flat COLA, I'm not interested in it, not with that data. Commissioner Van Beek?
And Chairman, I think that in the most simple terms, you have to have revenues minus hard costs equals discretionary spending. That's the way my checkbook works. And so we have a number of projects and things in the works. It's really going to be, we're just at the front end. I appreciate the discussion. I know everybody's interested in doing an excellent job for Canyon County, and I think there's been a big investment over the years that I've been here in, since the acquisition of Rick Hogeboom, in looking at realistically what we should be taking for new construction to generate revenue in a environment that grows more than 3% every year. So we're too early to even speculate on what this looks like. And so to have that continue through the budget season is a, you know, it's right, Kyle, to bring it back often with what the hard costs are. Some of those you can't get around, feeding your kids, doing whatever, like that has to happen. So I think it's a great discussion. There's just a lot of moving parts and pieces with what the county is involved in with capital projects and taking care of the organization.
Mr. Chairman, did that $3.8 million include 1% foregone?
Chairman, Commissioners, yes.
Okay. So for me, that's not speculative. The current system is, like, I think it's a rubber stamp, 3%, 1%, until foregone is gone.
Yeah, Chairman, I was trying to take up here, and then obviously anything from that standpoint, we could go lower rather than trying to reverse it out and make it go higher. It's like, right. Hey, this is where we can maybe max effort start and then go from there. And then, like you were saying, it's just like, what do you try to figure out what we do? Do we just take a pocket, you know, a pocket lump sum and figure out how to, you know, distribute that? If you have a full amount, do you take it to where, okay, we have this full amount, and then based off of distributing it through, that's like the money you get. And obviously, that's one avenue to go about, like you said, a messier way to do it. You know, do you have just like a pool of money and then you figure out how to distribute that within, you know, the grades and everything like that versus just, you know, blank swap of a COLA or other thing. But that's things where, you know, you can ask the questions, we can do the research and see the different applications of it and provide different examples of what something would look like, you know, like I said, versus, you know, clean cut versus, you know, redistributing in a little bit more different fashion. But that's where we'll be at the behest of, you know, kind of what it is you want to see or we'll look at and how that would apply for the whole county.
Do you have ideas for the messiness? Like, options rather than just a broad brush COLA?
Yes, but I don't know if now is the right time to present those. I think that
I think high level
I did
could.
Some preliminary numbers based on just pulling percentages, what I thought would be great. I mean, it does give the grades 11 through 13 a higher percentage increase than those who would be in grades 17 through 20. I mean, my difference, I did three different scenarios. The difference is anywhere between 1.4 and 2.3 million. And that doesn't include benefits. And that is my question for the clerk and the controller. Do we anticipate an increase in Percy this year? And we know there's going to be some sort of increase for medical on the county side, on the employer side. So, I mean, if there's an increase in Percy, that's that dollar, those dollar amounts I gave you, the range of those dollar amounts are without any benefit load at all. That's base amount.
Okay. Commissioners, on the Percy side of things, I think we'll know, is it this month? I think we'll know this month from the Percy board meeting on whether they're going to increase that, increase our contribution, but that will only impact us the last 3 months
of
the next fiscal year. So they're, the rates, they held steady. They didn't do any increases. They, I mean, the increase chart we had from a year and a half ago, they held steady for that, and then they'll meet to see whether, I believe it's for FY, starting in...
It's basically July to October is when we're going to get hit with the...
Yes.
But it would be for next year,
for next
right,
year.
Kyle, 2027?
Yeah, so they're looking at starting
July
1st, 2027.
Yeah.
So state fiscal year 28. The convoluted things.
Having the two different fiscal years is...
Right. So in theory, if, you know, if things are going all right with that and the investments have been going, and then obviously all the people that are pulling and drawing from, you know, Percy as is, and the future actuarial estimates of all that will go into whether they, you know, meet to, and I don't know, I don't, I think we got the initial, and I don't think they're going to go like skip the 2 years. I think they're just shifting that initial increase cycle that they had given us a year and a half ago to where it was, I think, a three or four year increase scale of what they thought it was going to be. And I think they're just going to shift that down and then follow that unless something, you know, drastic happens.
I guess I'd be interested in the clerk and HR drafting some just conceptual proposals and what the cost would be, and doing some of the shifts and doing a little bit of philosophically different shifts and what the financial impacts will be. Is that okay? And then we can have another workshop on reviewing those draft proposals, because they'd just be conceptual proposals at that point. But without the money, we have 3.8 to play with, and everything else is going to be begging for a part of that pie. We have to get pretty succinct to how and why.
And that's something, too, or even in the proposals, we can have just the simple old school COLAs on there, and then we can have more of a diverse thing of maybe weighting it one way versus the other. I mean, there's just kind of... You know, probably, you know, half a dozen or so options that we could provide you that at least show you like what the simple, a little bit more difficult just from us having just to work through the paces of the calculations and apply all of it.
Right.
Versus just, you know, a simple, just kind of sweeping COLA, but we can still provide all that.
Okay. Does that work?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. When's a reasonable time that we could expect to meet again on this? Within the next couple weeks?
A month.
Do you want a month or 3 weeks?
What is 3 weeks in? I'll be at home. Is that the first week of June?
Can we go
before
that?
Mr. Chairman, rather than trying to do this on the fly, on the record, can we just...
Yeah.
They suggest some dates.
Yeah, we'll probably just say like 2 to 4 week range.
Okay. In a range.
Out there, and we'll work with Jenna and Diana to get that ironed out.
Yeah. We're coming up to the time period that the assessor owns our time, so
we're
squeak it in before that.
We're aware.
Just so nobody forgets.
It's on the record.
The record. Okay. All right. Anything else for today that needs to be talked about initially?
No, Chairman. I think we have a good starting point.
Okay.
I'm confident that we'll have the opportunity to get some information together and have several proposals for you.
Okay.
And those proposals will be, they'll be fully loaded.
Yeah.
Fully loaded instead of just,
yeah. Yeah, we'll make sure we get our out-the-door costs.
Perfect. That will be very helpful. Thank you. All right.
Okay, Chairman, I move we adjourn.
Okay.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.